Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
Florence stays on track. Forecasters continue to project a devastating hit by Hurricane Florence along the U.S. southeast coastline. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 4 storm could bring extreme winds, a strong storm surge, rainfall measuring in feet rather than inches, and potentially weeks-long power outages. Authorities ordered widespread evacuations along the shoreline from South Carolina through southern Virginia. Florence was about 950 miles southeast of North Carolina's Cape Fear Tuesday morning. Tropical storm force winds are expected to reach the region by early Thursday. The Wall Street Journal's Beijing Bureau reports that Chinese leaders are stepping up a charm offensive with U.S. multinational companies and softening earlier threats of retaliation as China's capital changes its tone to keep the trade fight with Washington from scaring off foreign investors. China's vice president is scheduled to meet with a group of Wall Street leaders, including senior executives from J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and the Blackstone Group. His message will be it's business as usual. And if you're looking to cut back on the time you spend on your iPhone, Wall Street Journal personal technology columnist Joanna Stern says Apple's screen time setting that reminds you of your usage isn't the way to go. Rather, she suggests if you want to curb your addiction to your phone, turn off the color and go gray. Check out her column and video on WSJ.com and the WSJ app. I'm J.R. Whalen, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York.